Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast. This is your host, MC Kim, the kind, intelligent man in the house, or in your ears today, anyways. What is going on, everybody? What is up? What's going on? Let me tell you something. You know, spring is in the air here in Toronto, Canada, and it couldn't have come any sooner. We've been dying here, dying. And I don't know if you've ever visited Toronto or Canada in general. We only got two seasons here. Really only two seasons. We got a really long winter, and this winter was really long. And we got a short but amazing summer, and I can't wait for that. Can't wait to hit those rays, hit those beach. You know, and if you've never visited Toronto, you got to come to Toronto in the winter, but particularly in the summertime. In the summertime, this city is bumping. It really is. You know, whether you're downtown, you know, see all the beautiful people down here, fashion, music, cars, you know, festivals just coming out every weekend, every single day. And you don't got to travel too far away from Toronto to really see the sights, to hit some trails, to get on that bike, on those rollerblades, those runs. It really is, you know, summertime here in Toronto is just fantastic. I never go away in the summertime here because it's just, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss this season before it goes, because it is all too short. You know, I got another really good show for you here today, because just like the two seasons here in Toronto, just like the two seasons, I feel like we get into two modes of working out, right? Two modes into fitness. There's the winter workout where we're going to train really hard in the wintertime because there's nothing else to do, because it's too cold to go out. I don't want to shovel any more snow, and maybe I'm just not into any winter sports. So people really hibernate, and during that time, they work on their bodies, they work on their mind, they work on their food, and maybe sometimes a little bit too much food. So at least I know I did this winter. Definitely went to a little bit of hibernation mode and ate myself clean. But yeah, we get into that mode in the wintertime, like we got to work out, we got to look good for the summer. And then there's that second mode where we know we see the signs of warm weather upon us, and we just get motivated to really work out, and that usually comes right after March. And it is no different this year. This year, I can tell you, working as a fitness coach, it is probably one of the busiest times for me, because people are just in that mode to get it done. So, and that's what we're here to talk about today. We're going to talk about four surefire methods that you need to do for any workout to get started in your workout so that you can look and feel your best this summer, okay? So before I get into today's episode, do me a favor. Hit me up and let me know what you want to hear, what kind of episodes you want to listen to, what kind of guests you want to have. Next week, I got this amazing guest. His name is Dr. John. He's going to be joining me on the show, and we're going to have a good time. And this guy is super ultra smart, Dr. John. He's got a couple PhDs, working on another one. He's a lifelong martial artist, and he's done some stunt work in Hollywood. And you see this dude, you would never think this guy who has this much muscle, this much bulk, could do the kinds of moves that he does. It really, I think it defines gravity. I'm going to have him on the show. We're going to talk shop. So if you want more guests to come onto the show, if there's topics that you want me to talk about, hit me up at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com, or hit me up on social, Instagram, Facebook. That's where I'm at @remixmyfitness. DM me, message me, hit me up in the comments, anything. Hit me up on iTunes here. Hit me up on iTunes and let me know what you think of the show, whether you like it, whether you hate it, or whether you think I just talk too much. Okay, so here we go. Let's get into it here. So when you are designing your own workout, this is probably one of the, you know, when you're designing your own workout, I feel like people put a lot of pressure, a lot of stress into thinking like it's got to be some crazy perfect thing that you're working on, but it doesn't. You really only need to focus on four principles, and I say four principles, but there's one little bonus one that I'm gonna touch on, but really you only need four. Okay, the first one is you got to warm up. Okay, warm up. I find that a lot of people just go into it really cold and start doing push-ups and chin-ups and start lifting weights right off the bat. But this is the surefire way for you to get injured, to get hurt. And what happens when you get injured? You're going to stop working out and you're going to lose all those gains. You're going to lose all that momentum and it's going to be hard for you to get back into things. So number one, what I like to do is if I don't have any cardio equipment with me, like a treadmill or elliptical, or if I don't have any open space where I can just kind of build up a light sweat, I love just kind of just going for a nice light jog just to kind of get the heart rate going. Love to get the mindset going that way. But if I don't have those things, then it is an absolute must. You must do dynamic stretches. It's not something like you're going to put your arm behind your back of your head and kind of pull on your arm so that your triceps and shoulders get a little bit of a stretch. Those are called static stretches. And those are the things that you typically want to do at the end of your workout. A couple of the basic ones that I love to give are the ones where you're just looking straight at the mirror and you're just turning your head from right to left. And if you ever listen to any of the audio workouts that I put out earlier this year, you know I'm a big fan of that. Shoulder shrugs, doing almost hand claps, things like twisting your body or bodyweight deadlifts. Those are the kinds of dynamic stretches that you want to do, that you want to do for 30 seconds, 40 seconds. And those things are really going to help loosen up your muscles, help you feel relaxed, get the blood flowing into those particular areas. You know, the dynamic stretches, they, again, you don't have to go through like this crazy series of stretches that you get so tired, because sometimes you do those dynamic stretches and you're just like, man, I just feel like I just did a whole workout getting ready to go work out. At least I know I have. Sometimes I get carried away with the dynamic stretches. But, you know, just go and set a little timer for yourself. Anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes will do you good. And you just go by feel. Like, close your eyes, listen to some music, see where it's tight. You're going to naturally do the things that you think that need work, that need to get a little bit more limbered up. So just trust yourself. Trust yourself and just go through the rhythm. Just feel like you're dancing solo. You're just getting to the rhythm. And if you have the option, do a little bit of a cardio run. And if you have the option, do a little something on the treadmill, do a little something on the elliptical, nothing crazy. Again, just to build up a light sweat. But more than anything, it's there to give you that mental edge, like, oh, I'm going to work out and I'm going to do this thing. And number two leads me into what to actually do when it's time to work out. Because this is what I've noticed. I find that there are staple workouts that men and women will do if they don't know how to work out, which is, I'm going to call that out here. I'm going to call that out here. If you're a man, you do two exercises. One, you do a chest press, whether it's on a machine or whether it's on a bench or whether it's on a Smith machine. Your chest press is the go-to move to do. And number two, the bicep curl. That's right. Comes at probably no surprise. Us guys would just love working out our biceps. What can I say? Probably the two most natural things that we love to work on. And ladies, you have your version of the chest press and the bicep curl. Don't play like you don't. For the ladies, it's squats. Number two, it's always some sort of like banded leg lift or clams, or all about that booty. The squat is the equivalent to the men's chest press, and the clams and anything band related to get those booties. That's your bicep, women. That's your biceps. Isn't that funny that those are the two moves that we, as men and women, we gravitate to our own bicep chest. Those moves. Men have our upper body moves and women have their lower body moves that just tried and true we always go and do. And you know, it's probably out there in the media somewhere. Because it's out there. It's out there on social, you know, to do those moves. And you see it. You see it all the time. So if you don't know what to do at the gym, you just naturally kind of gravitate towards those things. But if you want to build a well-balanced program and you're just starting out, you got to focus on big body parts. And for the ladies and fellas, you're on the right track here. You're on the right track. Hitting the chest, hitting the squats, those are all great things to ensure that you hit. But don't forget about your back. don't forget about your hamstrings. So if I can quickly just go over the five big body parts that you want to focus on, is number one, it is the chest. Your chest is a big muscle. It is a big muscle, and things like chest press, push-ups, dips, those are all great exercises to do for your chest. Number two is your back. The back, probably one of the most neglected muscle parts, but one of the most important muscle parts to do for both men and women. And maybe because we don't see it, we don't have eyes behind our back that we can't see, look at our back, but definitely one of the most neglected, but must do, because your back is a ginormous muscle. Okay, a ginormous muscle that plays an important role in our just being, our everyday being, right? That is doing chin-ups, pull-ups, lat pull downs, rows. Those, any type of pulling exercise will definitely get your back. And number three are your quads. And the quads are the muscles that run on the front of your leg. Okay, the big meaty part at the very front. Those are your quads. Again, another large muscle, and I've already mentioned this already, but squats, lunges, jumps, those are the kinds of moves that will really get your quads working, the front of your legs working here. And number four, we have hamstring. We have hamstrings. So hamstrings are the direct opposite. So think of it, it's the equivalent to the back, because it's on the back of your leg. Again, especially probably for the fellas more so than the ladies, because the ladies love doing the deadlifts. I find it is a very neglected area and probably one of the sticking points for any type of injury. And if you guys listen to the episode with James Liu, we talk about this with people who do a lot of squats or runners. What happens is your muscles, let's say I'm doing a lot of squats, so the muscles in the front of my leg, my quads, they get longer. And then the muscles in the back of my legs get shorter. And if we don't kind of even that out, we're going to get injured. So to work your hamstrings, we're looking at deadlifts, we're looking at single leg deadlifts, we're looking at hamstring curls. Those are the types of easy moves that you could do. To get that body part working. And can anyone guess number five? No, it's not your abs. No, it's not your lower back. No, it's not even your glutes. It is, drum roll please, it's your heart, right? We got to push the heart. And again, it's maybe something that we don't see. We know that it's really important for us, and it's something that naturally we strive to do, but getting your heart pumping and moving, that is imperative for any type of exercise. And look, it doesn't have to be something where it explodes out of our chest or anything like that. But when we're working out, and let's say I'm doing a set of chest presses and I'm only going to use 10 pounds, but that latest magazine says, you got to work 20 reps, or, that guy from the Remix My Fitness podcast said hit 12 to 15 reps. I'm going to hit the 12 to 15 reps and that's it. But if your heart isn't beating a little bit faster, if you're not exerting a little bit more oomph into that workout, your heart is not working, and your heart needs to work. I'm going to touch on this in a little bit, but you don't have to run on a treadmill, and you don't have to go for a crazy hike or do countless number of burpees to get your heart stronger, to get it working more efficient. Strength training, interval training, dancing, bowling, skiing, those are all activities. Those are all different things that you can do to work your heart, okay? But today we're specifically talking about gym workouts or home workouts, and you got to push the intensity just a little bit so that you can get that important muscle in our heart working. And that is more important than your abs, lower back, and your glutes. I actually consider those important muscles, but they're small muscles and they don't make the cut. If I only had 20 minutes to work out, I probably wouldn't be adding those things into my workout at all. You know, those are the same, you know, because those your glutes, your abs, your lower back, those are all things that should be working together to help you move bigger muscle groups, right? Just like when you're doing like a chest press or a push-up, you're working your triceps. When you're working a squat, your glutes are also firing as well. So far, dynamic workouts, number one, is a must have. Focusing on your big body parts, like your chest, quads, back, hamstring, and your heart, number two. And number three is, again, we get very caught up with frequency. How long should I work out for? How many times should I work out for? And I'll say that frequency is important, but consistency is even more important. Whether you have dedicated to yourself that you're going to work out only once a week for that hour makes a huge difference, as long as you train once a week. And I know this for a fact because I have run six-week programs, just 6 weeks, once a week for 1 hour. And in the beginning, the very first day of class, I run through like a fitness test. You know, at the end of the sessions, I ask everybody, like, how many times have you worked out aside from this? And aside from doing any other regular sports and things that you do, but the vast majority, always tell me they just do this one class and then that's it. And at the end of the six weeks, if they have been coming every week and working out with me, every single one of them have improved on their fitness benchmark test. Every single one. And I'm so proud to say that. And to me, that was like a big eye-opener that you can make huge improvements as long as you're coming every week. Huge. So consistency is important. Whatever it is that you dedicate to, do it. Just do it. It doesn't have to be a long workout, but it does need to be a workout or two workouts or three workouts that you do every single week. Now, of course, if you're working out more frequently and it's consistent, you will see results faster. That is 100% guarantee. I'll put the Remix My Fitness MC Kim stamp on that. Hey, and I think you know that too. It sounds obvious. But I just find people get so hung up with how many times do I need to come to the gym? How long do I need to come to the gym? Just come to the gym. Just come work out and make sure that you come work out every single chance that you get. And number four, you got to remix things up. You got to change. Every single workout doesn't need to be something different. But at least every 4 to 6 weeks, you wanna give your body a little shock. Switch the order of how you do your exercises. Switch the days that you do your exercises. So for example, if you're always doing chest on Monday, surprise your body and do chest on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got options, is basically what I'm saying. And, you know, maybe switch your reps. Maybe you've spent a whole month doing reps between 12 to 15 and you've done it 12 to 15 in that order. Maybe it's time to do it between 15 to 12 and go 15 down. Or maybe you do 6 to 8 and you focus on strength and power. Or maybe you want to get into a little bit more muscular endurance phase, so you go 15 to 20. And you can do the same moves, it'll just be different. We get so stuck into habits of, I'm going to go in, do the exercise that I normally do the exercise that makes me feel good. And that's great. But if you're looking for change, you need to change yourself as well. You need to change the way you work out. Our body is a very smart organism. And it's very good at memorizing patterns of the things that we do and how we do them. So it is no different than with our workouts. It's going to remember how we feel. It will adjust to the point where you won't really get the same benefits out of it. So you definitely got to go out there and you got to remix your workout. So those are my top four tips. Okay, those are my top four tips if you are building a program and you're not sure where to get started. Don't get hung up with what's the best program for you, what's the best exercises. Just follow these four simple rules. One, do dynamic stretches. Anything that just kind of gets your body moving. You can use bands. You can hop on a treadmill. You can go for a quick run outside. But get your body warm and loose. But more than anything, you know, get into that mindset like, man, I'm going to work out now. I'm going to lift some heavy things. Or I'm going to do a lot of reps. Or I'm going to push my heart rate to almost max. Something. Okay, dynamic workouts. Number one. Number two, focus on large muscle groups. Focus on big, big body parts. Chest, back, quads, hamstrings, and heart. And heart, you almost forgot that one, right? Number three, it is not the frequency that matters. It's consistency. How consistent are you? Are you training once a week, but you're being consistent and working hard that once a week? That goes way more. And it goes way further than you just working out, you know, 3-4 times a week and just do it for 2 weeks, but then you take another 3 to 4 weeks off. And number four, easy to remember, you got to remix things up. You got to remix your workouts, not all the time. Maybe it's every 30 days, maybe it's every 45 days. Trust me, your body will respond and thank you for it. Now, before I let you go, I said there was one more bonus one that I wanted to talk about, and that is whether to do cardio or not to do cardio. I'm always conflicted with this one because I get why people want to add in cardio because you get a sweat, you feel good, it feels like fat is like leaving your body, right? It just naturally gets it going. But do you need cardio? Do you need to run on a treadmill for you to achieve your goals to get in a workout? Do you have to do it? No, you don't have to do it, other than for the warm-up, like I mentioned. But it's not something where you need to set aside a whole day or you need to set aside a whole workout to say, all right, you know what? Today is cardio day, so I'm going to run on a treadmill. Unless you want to, right? Unless that's your thing. But I know tons of people who run on a treadmill, who get on the elliptical because they feel like they have to. They feel like they have to and they say, well, you know, this is my only cardio that I'm getting in. You know, cardio doesn't have to be this crazy long race or run or anything like that. So strength training, dancing, running on a treadmill, doing HIIT training, doing Pilates, yoga, those are all types of cardio. Maybe it's not running and maybe it's not something that you naturally associate with, but it is cardio. It is a cardio workout. Now, if you want to go and you want to add in some treadmill running, you want to add in some sprints because you just need to change things up, just like number four on our list, then by all means do it. But it's not something that you absolutely have to have. So that's it for me today. That's my tips here. Those are my tips to get your workout started. If you don't know where to start, that's where I would start. That's how I always program all of my clients' workouts. That's how I program my own workouts. I'm never going to go into a workout cold. I'm never going to go in there and just do, you know, bicep curls and tricep kickbacks. And that's that. That's another episode here today on the Remix My Fitness podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, if you didn't, remember, hit me up. Hit me up at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. Hit me up on social, Remix My Fitness, Insta, Facebook. I think I have Twitter. I'm not sure. that Twitter runs, that's way too fast for me. Way too fast. I don't know how anybody reads posts or anything like that with those followers. But yeah, hit me up. Let me know what you thought of the show. Let me know how you're doing and how you program your workouts. I'm curious. Okay? So look, until next time, go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself. But remember to have some fun. Peace.